Hello and welcome to the Soul Seeking Love podcast. My name is Alicia, but you can call me Leash. Join me each week as I go on a journey to answer life's biggest questions and probably ask a few more along the way. Thanks so much for joining. Welcome back. I, as usual, am in the bathtub on a Sunday night recording live because I haven't really been inspired. And I normally am inspired and kind of like record on the fly when I feel that gust of inspiration or I have a topic in mind or something that I've been chewing on for a few days, and then I finally like take the time to put it into words and record it. But this week, for whatever reason, I don't know, I wasn't specifically inspired by anything. And just of course, as I sat down to start recording for the week, it hit me. And it's kind of a continuation, but not a continuation of next week. It's just like the episodes build and build on each other, not intentionally, but it's kind of like an ongoing conversation. So last week I discussed how it might not really be about you. And then this week I want to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart because it's absolutely impossible for me to do. And that is the idea of letting go, surrendering. And, oh God, I remember when that word surrender was first introduced to me in a spiritual way. I thought, what the fuck does that even mean? Because, you know, my super critical, analytical, right-brained type A personality mind was like, just do nothing? What is surrender? Just means do nothing. Surrender means don't do anything. Let go means just walk away from your problems. Like, assume that something is just going to get taken care of for you. I mean, it's truly what I believed. It was so hard to wrap my head around. It still is hard to wrap my head around this concept of surrendering because, yeah, how can you do something and not do it at the same time? So let's put it into real life examples. I love the topic of dating, right? So let's use that. I want to get married eventually. I don't want to just get married. If I had wanted to do that, I could have, I'm sure, many times over. But I don't want to just be married. I want to marry someone who, like, really sparks for me passion. Like, I need intimacy, I need romance, I need friendship, I need so many things. And I haven't met that person yet. I just haven't found the person that I'm like, yeah, I could do this every day with you. And, you know, again, the one I thought was closest was Big. But when that didn't work out, and when I realized that he was literally never going to change, and I was just hoping for something to happen that was never going to happen, I still feel like it's never going to happen. For him in general, I was thinking like, okay, so I'll just surrender and let go and just let things happen, which I thought was the definition of surrendering. And I remember allowing myself to be stuck in a toxic cycle with men that were never going to marry me, that I probably shouldn't have married anyway. Like, if I was reading the signs properly from the beginning, I wouldn't have been interested in marrying any of the guys that I was considering to marry in the past, right? I was just allowing myself to be caught in that toxic loop because I'm like, oh, well, this is what I want and I trust the universe, I should just let go. But when I started listening to the universe, I realized, oh, wait a second, maybe he's the one I have to let go of. So I've been thinking about that for so long. I think about that a lot. How can you let go of something that you really want and yet still want it? And it's kind of like it goes along with the idea of manifesting. Somebody asked me once, is manifesting thinking about doing something or actually just doing it? And I literally stopped them and said, hold on a second, repeat that because I can't answer you. And they said it again, when you want to manifest something, do you just think about it all the time or do you just go do it? And I was like, ooh, that's a great question. I have no idea. I really don't. I've been working on it. I'm sure we all see like tips and tricks and emails and TikToks and whatever, people selling manifestation courses on Instagram. And I'm not, this is not me like throwing shade. I'm saying it's a popular thought process now, and it's a popular belief system, and it's a common way for people to achieve their goals these days. And I feel like I have manifested things in the past, but I couldn't tell you how I did And that's when it sort of hit me that I actually do understand the process of letting go. So here's what I surmise so far. I want to get married, right? So in order to do that, I have to find someone I want to do it with. Cool. I can't expect my husband to just knock on my front door and say, hey, here I am. Let's go. You ready? Like, first of all, I have to decide, am I ready? What does ready look like? And then do all the things that I would do to be ready for marriage. And for everybody, this means something different. And this is like a stupid example, but this is just my example, right? So, like, for me, I want to, like, feel secure in myself because I've had issues with body image in the past where I've allowed other people to dictate to me what I should look like and how I should feel. And I want to make sure that I'm confident in my body and the way that I feed it and move it and treat it with or without somebody else's opinion so that I'll know if that happens again, if I can assess where that's coming from and if I want to sustain that type of issue again, if I want to deal with somebody telling me what to do or how I should be, and if it's a real problem that I can work through with them, or if it's something that needs to be walked away from. And that's a silly example, but that's one example. I would like to be more, not that I'm not financially independent, but I would like to be a little bit more comfortable before I get married because I don't want to feel like I'm burdening someone. I want to be successful in my career because I don't want to feel like, again, I'm burdening someone. I basically want to stay independent. Essentially, the epitome of independence, but allowing another person to be involved in my world. That's exactly what I want. I want to be at a point where everything in my life, not that it's perfect, but it's going well, things are looking up, they're in a direction I want to go. And there's just an abundance of like wonderful things happening that I have nowhere to put it, that I want to share it with someone. So I have to work on continuing to do and feel and find that. And I'm feeling like I'm on the right track there. So again, did I wait for someone to give me a new job? No. When I wanted a new job, I got a new resume. I applied to places. I sought out jobs. Like I didn't just wait for somebody to find me, although yes, that could happen, but I was miserable. So for me, it was shifting out of that mindset of misery. I guess I'm covering two topics today. So what I did was I realized that I was not getting paid enough at my last job. I was not happy with a lot of the things that I was dealing with at my last job, which I'm not going to get into specifics about. But in general, I was like, besides the fact that it's a struggle for me to pay bills, like I was paying them, but it was difficult, very difficult. I'm very lucky that I got through it, but it was really, really difficult. And I didn't want to have that constant stress, that financial burden. So I decided to get a better resume done and I got a better job. And now I'm comfortable and I'm happy. And I feel like from here I can flourish. So whether it's working here for a long time and then leaving, or if it's getting promoted, or if it's somebody giving me a better offer, like I'm not actively looking for a new job because
And I don't plan to at all anytime soon. I plan to continue to work hard at the job I'm at and, like, try to get promoted and work hard in my role. But if I wasn't happy, I would look, you know? So my point with manifesting, I guess what I'm trying to say here is that if it's going well, allow it to continue to go well. And when you're in a happy, abundant mindset, things come to you. So for me, being miserable was what needed to change. And now that I'm not, I have more clarity on my situation. I have more options put in front of me. So when it comes to dating, just to bring it back full circle, and this might actually be like a 20-minute episode. I might actually keep this short. We'll see. But to come back to dating, you know, it's not possible. And I think, I'm going to talk in circles for a minute, but I swear it's going to make sense. But here's where my brain's going. Do I believe in love at first sight? Yes. But here's the problem with love at first sight. Your body and your heart might know the answer before your head can catch up. And let's be honest, as humans, we live in our minds. That's a human condition. Our soul doesn't. Our soul doesn't need our brain, right? Our heart doesn't really need our brain. It's going to pump whether the brain tells it to or not. That's its job. It's kind of fucking fascinating. I don't really know, like, I can't understand what the brain actually does apart from just telling me horrible things about myself all day. But sometimes it's nice, but it's nicer than it used to be. Let's put it that way. It's getting better. But, you know, the heart has its job and your gut has its job and it performs it whether or not you're thinking about it being performed, right? It's just happening. So yes, could you fall in love with someone at first sight? Of course. But that relationship's going to take work regardless of whether or not you love them. So your brain actually does have to catch up. So people who fall in love and get married within like a few months, like, of course that's possible. And of course it's sustainable. But it takes a lot of fucking work. It's the same amount of work that has to be done whether you do it over the course of a year and then get married or 5 years or 10 years or 2 months. It's the same amount of work. It's just about how willing and open and vulnerable you are to doing it. And I think that's the part of manifesting that we all get wrong. And that's the part of surrender that we all get wrong. Like, yes, there's a goal you want to achieve. Yes, you want 10 grand. Okay, cool. Well, do things that help put you in that path. Feel good about what you're doing. Get excited about what you're doing. Be happy. Feel abundance. Get, like, involved, right? But don't attach to the way that it's going to look or feel or be. So it's all about allowing the flow of the universe to go through you instead of saying, okay, if I want to get married, I have to go on this many dates, and making it like an equation or making it like there's a checklist that you have to go through when it's just not possible. There's no fun in that. Like, yes, do I have an image of a partner in my mind, like qualities that I want them to have? Yeah, physical qualities a little. I mean, I'm way less attached to the physical qualities than I used to be when I was younger. I want somebody who's like attracted to me and I'm attracted to them. Like, we just happen to enjoy the way that we physically look. But I don't think that means one size fits all anymore. Like, I used to believe that I had a type, and that's not really true. If you're confident in the way that you look and you're attractive in general, like, you take care of yourself and you're neat and, I don't know, like, you give a shit about your body, not that that means you're a specific size, but just that you are interested in taking care of yourself, like I am, like we all should be, in some way, shape, or form, like, that's attractive to me, not a six pack or a specific height, even though I joke about it. I really don't care. Just like, I wouldn't want somebody to not be interested in forming a relationship with me if we had a good connection just because I was a certain size or height or weight or whatever. Like, these are the things that as humans we care about, but in general, our souls don't care about it. Like, our heart doesn't care about that. I care about the connection that's formed with the other person. And yeah, the bodies are fun to play with and it's great to move and feel and eat and do and, like, you know, enjoy the pleasure of the flesh, but that's not all there is. And I think when you attach to too many qualities in someone, it's like it makes it easier to find the right person because you can say in your mind, check, check, check. Yes, this all aligns. This all makes sense. But it's also way more rigid. So it takes longer and it's a little bit more difficult if you're not constantly putting yourself out there and constantly like feeling good about what you're looking for. So it's twofold. It's like being specific in what you want to manifest and trusting that it will happen, but not so specific that you don't allow any room for surprise. You need to have room for there to be surrender. Because what if the absolute perfect person that I am thinking and dreaming of is not at all who I would have originally thought? Am I going to just give them up because it doesn't fit the checklist? No, of course not. And that's where I think that we go wrong, right? Like, we might manifest that we want to make $10,000 a month, but we say, oh, and this is how I want to do it. This is what I want to do. When, like, we might post a TikTok that goes viral. Who knows? Who knows? Like, there's so many outcomes in this day and age for how we make money, how we meet people, what we do for a living, you know, the food that we eat, where we live, where we travel, the content we consume. It's so specifically fucking curated. It's so specifically fucking curated. One of my friends today was like, oh, I get all these slime videos now because I liked one slime video. Exactly. Where your fucking thoughts and energy goes, like where your mind and your thoughts go, your energy flows. So yeah, if you think about slime, the universe is going to give you fucking slime. And it's so stupid. It's such a stupid example of like our For You page on social media, but it's perfectly valid and true. If I am thinking of qualities in a man that I want in a husband, those are going to present themselves to me on dates. If I'm thinking that all men are shit and they're all toxic fuckboys, that's what I'm going to get on dates. So I try to bring that energy. And it's hard because there's a part of me that wants to play and be fun and be that like dark, bitchy, feminine, man-eating slut. Not that I am. But it's fun to be that person sometimes. That's human. It's easy, right? Like it was easy for me to stay miserable in the job that I hated because I had a job and it was easy. But it was uncomfortable and it was work to go find something that made me happy. And now that I'm happy, things are going to start to unravel because it's one less stress in my mind occupying space. So now I do have time to think about like, oh, should I go to the gym this week? Should I meal prep today? I woke up the other day and instead of like scrambling to work a second job because I didn't have enough money at my first job or, you know, just sitting around at home, not spending any money because I'm stressed about money and sleeping all day because I'm working overtime all the time. You know, I woke up late yesterday and went to go, I don't know, make coffee or something. Like I was just planning on making coffee and breakfast and I cooked some waffles, something easy. And as I was there, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like clean the kitchen. And it turned into like a project I've been wanting to do for a while. Get rid of some stuff in the kitchen and like minimize. Is that a word? Minimize. Jesus. Minimize the amount of clutter I have in my kitchen. And I did that. I like parsed everything down. Like I took a lot of stuff off the counter. I wanted like open counter space and I had all this junk on it. Like stuff that I use, but I use less of. So I'm like, I can put this hidden in a cabinet and it would not, you know, cause any distress for me when I do want to take it out. Like it'll be just as easy. And then when I meal prep and when I cook, which I want to do more frequently, I do it enough, but not enough where it's like consistent yet. And that's my word of the year is, you know, consistency. Now I had all this space when I cooked and I didn't have to move all the pans every time I did something. Like it was just, oh, it felt so good. And it was on a whim. It's something that I thought about doing, but I couldn't just do it because I didn't have the time or space or energy for it. So I allowed myself to have the idea of what I would do. And I let it go. And I thought, okay, when the inspiration strikes me, I'll get this done. And it looks exactly how I pictured it. It's like perfect. I love it. And it makes me happy that there's a clean sink and clean countertop. And it like, it's just like this little stupid thing. But I had the time and the space and the inspiration for it. And I didn't plan it. And a beautiful thing happened. But I did plan it, right? because I had been thinking about it already. It was an idea I had in my head that just hadn't come to fruition. So boom, there it is. And that's like, gosh, it's the most roundabout way in the world to talk about manifesting or letting go. But it's, that's it in black and white. You have to want it. You have to know what you want. Because failing to know what you want means that you'll just, you'll accept any bullshit that comes across your door, your desktop. But is that really what you want? You want to just accept crumbs? You want to just accept whatever? No. I know what I want. I have an idea. But the universe might provide something a little bit better. It might provide something not as good. And then I have the decision to say, ooh, am I settling? And again, you can't know this unless you really check in with yourself and feel that vulnerability that comes from the self-work, from truly understanding who you are as a person. Is this what I want? Or am I surrendering to something just because I have something to surrender to? Letting go and surrendering does not mean giving up. It does not mean doing nothing. It means accepting that whatever you want, whatever you hope to happen, will happen. As long as you continue to put one foot in front of the other and work towards that goal. And let's say your goal is $10,000 a month and then you hit it. Is it over? No. It continues to grow into something big. It continues to move. If you continue to think about it and to put one foot in front of the other, put it in motion, detach from what it looks like when you're in the process of it. Detach from exactly to the T what it's going to look like when it's done. Attach to the feeling. And then once you feel that way, and once you're aligned with that vibration, that energy, with that knowing that it's going to happen, it does. Because that's what it will feel like when it happens. So your body will be able to react to that feeling. And then your head just has to catch up. Just like love at first sight. Oh shit, I love it when I tie it all back together. We already know who we love. We decide that before we incarnate as humans. And not everybody believes that. That might be hokey. But I tend to believe it. Because I can't explain sometimes when I meet people and just know. How the fuck is my best friend from kindergarten still my best friend? I don't see her every day like I used to back in school. You know, that was a beautiful period of time where you could just wake up in the morning and know you're going to see your friends that day. Ugh, miss those times. They were simpler. And you could just walk to their house or call them and not have to worry about texting. And, oh, are they not texting me back? Oh, what a simpler time life was back then before cell phones. But how did I know that that was my best friend? How did I know that we were going to be friends? How did I know that this human being was one that I wanted to hang out with all the time? I don't fucking know. But do I know that there's still somebody that I care about and like trust and believe in and, you know, appreciate in my life? 100%. How do you know who your partner is? How do you know when you meet someone like, oh yeah, this is the person that I want to spend like every single night with? Some people it develops over time, but I really think that that's just our body convincing our brain. Like, yeah, okay, this is safe. You can do this. It felt safe from the beginning because if it didn't feel safe, you wouldn't continue to pursue it. Everybody feels safe in the beginning, and it's just a matter of how true you are to yourself before you realize whether or not it actually is. Like for me, Big was no longer safe. That was toxicity that I could not handle on a regular, consistent basis. And I still won't. So now if I feel that again, I won't. I won't continue. I won't pursue any inkling of that type of energy I run from. So, manifest it. Does it mean to think about it or to do it? It means both. How do you do that? Think about it. Talk about it, and then surrender to the possibility of how it's going to come to fruition. Let go of the idea of how it has to happen. and just be with the feeling that it will. Oh, I hope this makes sense. But it will, if you need to hear it, right? Whoever this is meant for, it will resonate with. And I know it's like cliche and corny, but this is what I believe. So if it makes sense to you, then you're here for a reason. And I'll be back next week with more. Love you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I really hope you enjoyed the conversation today. If you did, of course, you know what to do. Subscribe, rate, review, share it with a friend, and of course, I'll see you again next week. Thanks so much and take care.